vibe I can see. The way you're working in me since I've been saving or passed away. New is my name, I hold you praises, yes.
God bless you. We are back. Amen.
Amen.
Been a little bit, been a couple of weeks, but God's been good, and we've been here, there, and everywhere, it seems, over the past few weeks. But through it all, God's been with us, and
Amen.
So we praise God for his presence,
yes.
Right?
Amen.
He abides, and he wants us to abide in him.
Amen.
And so we thank God that... He's faithful, he's kept us, and now we're here one more time to have another installment of To the Glory of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And on today, we're going to look at Romans chapter 8, and verse number 30. And we'll read it first in the King James Version. It says, "Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified." Amen. That's the King James Version. Just like to read it real quickly, also in the New Living Translation.
Mm-hmm.
There it says, "And having chosen them, he called them to come to him. And having called them, he gave them right standing with himself. And having given them right standing, he gave them his glory."
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And so what the King James Version says, or translate, "them he also glorified," mm-hmm. the New Living Translation says, "he gave them his glory."
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's the version we want to take into our spirits today, right?
Mm-hmm.
That as by being saved, by being called and being justified,
mm-hmm.
right? God glorified us, meaning he gave us his glory.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of it, obviously,
right.
but
mm-hmm.
he gave us of his glory.
Yeah.
Every person who is saved has the glory of God.
Yes.
On them.
Amen.
And in them.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And that's not something I think that we often think about, and maybe we don't even realize sometimes. But the glory is in us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ, the hope of glory, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
The glory, God gave us his glory.
His glory. Mm-hmm.
That means if we walk mm-hmm. according to the way God wants us to walk, in humility and in love and compassion, forgiveness and mercy, all those things, then the more we do that, the more of his glory that he gave us is revealed.
Can be seen.
Right, can be seen, that's right. But meanwhile, on the other side, though, if we are too caught up in ourselves
mm-hmm.
and we're too busy showing the world who we are,
wow.
then the glory that we have, that God has given us, is being concealed. So
yes.
it's a difference between whether it's going to be concealed or revealed. And it's going to be based upon how we walk.
Yes.
And I think if we walk in this knowledge of we have, right? As Paul says, you know, we have, you know, this glory, right? We have this awesomeness, this excellency in these you know, earthen vessels, right?
Yes.
We have it. But the question is it going to be seen? And it can be seen the more we get ourselves out of the way. And allow the glory to be revealed. Amen.
Yes. And you know, just thinking about that, I thought about a shadow.
Mm-hmm.
What is a shadow? How are shadows made? Right? That because a light
mm-hmm.
is bouncing off the
Amen.
Vessel. Right? So Jesus is the light, and we're the vessels. If we allow him to shine through, we'll be casting the right shadow
Amen.
And people will be able to see the glory of God.
Amen.
But if we're walking the way we want to walk, however we want
Amen.
To, operating in our flesh.
And that light not there.
And that light, right, the kind of shadow that we're
mm-hmm.
casting is not one where anybody can see God's glory or
no.
God's goodness. You know, so
Amen.
We ought to be casting the right shadow, I guess, to say. Because, and like you said, because we are God's glory vessels.
Yeah.
Right? He gave us His glory. Mm-hmm. Now, He didn't give it all to us because He said, I will share my glory with no one.
Right.
But He gave us His glory in that we ought to be like Him and operate like Him.
Yeah.
So people ought to see His goodness operate through us.
Amen.
Because He's, you know, God's not here. He's not in a physical body, but He uses us, so we have to be able to display Him.
Right. Yeah, He's not walking around in a physical body.
We're His vessels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're His hands and feet.
That's right. That's right. And, right. You know, as we sort of, you know, follow the commandments of the Spirit, right, which tells us to be filled with the Spirit.
Exactly.
Right? The Word of God tells us that, right? Be filled with the Spirit. That means be filled with God and the essence of God and who God is instead of ourselves. You know what I mean? And sometimes we can be full of ourselves, right?
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, if we're filled with the Spirit of God, then there's no room for anything else.
Amen.
And now God can shine through, right? Because now people can see the light of His love, the light of His wisdom, His forgiveness, His compassion, because we operate in it. But, you know, one of the things we were talking about before we started to record was the value of knowing.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
See, there's a value in knowing that He gave us the glory, that we have this thing of value, because if we don't, we may conduct ourselves in the darkness of that ignorance, right? It's like we talked about, right? That if you don't know you have $1 million in the bank, you're going to live a certain way.
Right.
You may be concerned about how you're going to pay even the smallest of bills. You may, you know, deny yourself certain purchases because you say, I don't have the money.
Right. Certain privileges.
Yes. Yeah. Certain things that you really are in position to do, but you don't do it because you don't know you have that value.
Right.
You don't know you have that money in the bank. And so if we don't know we have the glory, we may not live a certain way. We, like you said, privilege. You use the word privilege. We may live beneath our privilege.
Amen.
We may not show forth all the value that we have through God.
Amen.
Because we don't know we have it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think it's important to know you have it, because that knowledge will change the way we think. It will change our decision making.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And we'll live a different way.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. Of course, we know that we have something. Like, you know that we're God's. And we have access to everything that God has access to. Mm. You know, some of us don't realize that we don't take advantage of the power that we have at our disposal.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we don't realize what we have. But when we come to know who God is and what He has given us, that He's given us His glory, He's given us His goodness, you know, He's given us all these spiritual blessings, then we know we can walk in those things.
Yeah.
So it's so important for us to know, you know, what we have and to value, take, you know, value it. You know, that, okay, I got this, you know. Because we serve a great God, right? We have to know that He's great and all the stuff that He has for us, to offer us. And if we know that God is this or God has this, then we'll be able to walk in you know, whatever God has.
Yeah.
But you're right. We have to know that.
We have to know that. Yeah.
So how do you make sure you know it? Like, how do you get people to know it?
I think by reading the scripture, right? That, you know, because it's going to come from the Word. Because it's all a faith thing, right? So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word. And you know, the Word says He gave them His glory.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we got to appropriate that Word.
With the Word.
We have to take it in. Right? Because the Word says, and despite what we may think or feel, if the Word says a thing, then that's the thing we need to believe.
Yes, that's true.
That's the thing we need to take in.
Mm-hmm.
And now say, that's truth, and I'm going to walk in that truth,
true.
And that truth is going to make me free. Right? So now we read the Word. It says, He gave us His glory. Then you know what? I have the glory of God in me. I have the glory of God on me. Right? Because God gave it to me.
That's right. That's right.
And God gave it to me.
Say that with a boldness, because God said it right here.
Right.
So you can say it too. It's like, you know, we can boldly come because God said it.
Yes, you know? So
we can,
that's right.
We can say what God said. So
that's
He said
right.
He gave us His glory. I have His glory.
Right.
I have His goodness.
Yes.
So that should empower us enough to walk in it, you know, to operate in it.
And
be good to people.
But that's the thing. That's the thing. Because I think the knowledge of it, right? And we know we have it. Now, you know, we want to be able to demonstrate it.
Yes. That's it.
Right? Because the same way, you know, that person who now realizes he has $1 million in the bank, or she realizes she got $1 million in the bank, now he or she may want to know, may want to demonstrate
that
I'm a millionaire.
That's right. That's true. That's right.
They may want to demonstrate that. Mm-hmm. So now that we know we have the glory, right? Now we should want to demonstrate it. We should want to show the world the goodness of God that we have, that He gave us. Right? It's not our doing.
It's not us.
He gave it to us. You know, Paul later says in Romans 13, he said that, you know, we should put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh.
Flesh, yes.
Mm-hmm. So you see, it's one or the other. So you got to be filled with the Spirit, nothing else. You got to put on Jesus Christ and make no provision for the mm-hmm. flesh. But the put on, it's almost like a garment.
Yeah.
Right? So it's something you put on.
It.
Right. And if you're wearing it, then other people should be able to see it.
Amen.
Right? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what it is. It's like, put on. Right? You have the glory, but don't leave it hanging in your closet. Put it on. Right? So that other people can see the goodness of God that He gave to you.
Yes, yes.
And then He'll be glorified through it. And, but people will be touched. Their lives will
be touched. Amen. Yeah, yes. Just make an effort to live. Like you said, put it on. God gave it to us. But put it on. Put on Jesus. And wear that glory that God gave us. Reveal
glory
that
to
goodness to people that need to see that God is good and God is real.
Yes,
you know,
indeed.
Because that's what changes lives, and that's how God is glorified, you know, to people because of His glory.
Yes.
You know, just revealing His glory. And another thing is, when we first started, I just thought about, you know, how God gives us His glory so that it can be revealed. But part of that revealing His glory is to be who God made us to be.
Mm-hmm.
Is to be real.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we can't put on airs because God's not in that. God is, when you're real with people, people can relate because people related to Jesus because He was real, you know. So people can relate when you're real and they'll see God's goodness in you because of that.
And what you just said, I think, goes back to something we said earlier, right? Of being filled with the Spirit.
Yes.
Because if you're filled with the Spirit, then there's none of you.
You. Got to get you out of the way.
Right. And even when it talks about Jesus, in, you know, in second chapter of Philippians, where it says He made Himself of no reputation, you know, that literally means He emptied Himself. Right. And that's the thing. There needs to be an emptying of ourselves and then a filling
of
that empty with the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And then this way, you know what I'm saying? It's not about us trying to put on airs.
Because
it's not about us at all.
Oh, right, exactly.
And, you know, we want to get to that place where it's just all about God and it's not about us.
Right.
And then people can see that glory that He gave us.
Yes, amen. You'll see the glory in your life.
Isn't it powerful? Isn't it something that God's glory is so powerful and God is so powerful that everything associated with Him is powerful, and yet we as human beings can obscure that power and that glory by elevating self. Isn't that something?
Yes, terrible though.
Yeah. I remember it just shows how powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Selfishness and pride and all those things can be.
That's why God doesn't like it. He's got to knock it down.
I know.
Because they try to be more powerful than He is.
Yeah.
No, that ain't happening. No.
He resists the proud, but He gives grace
to the humble.
To the humble. Amen. So.
Amen. But that's true. How powerful that is ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. So here is the revelation for us, right? Like God has given us His glory. Now let's walk in it.
Amen.
Right? Let's empty ourselves of ourselves and, you know, be filled with the Spirit continually, right? Yes. So that this glory that God has given to you and to me and to us as His children can be seen by the world.
Yes. Amen.
But people need to see God.
People need it.
People need to see God. They need to see His glory. And the way they're going to see it is going to be through His children.
Amen.
And His children were walking in the glory.
Amen.
That He's given us.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Pray you're encouraged.
Yes.
You glory filled vessel. Amen.
Amen.
You are a glory-filled vessel.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Now you just got to let everybody see the glory, right?
Let your light so shine.
Amen. Others may see your good works. And what are they going to do? Glorify your Father.
In heaven.
In heaven. Amen. Amen. So we praise God for it. So be encouraged, amen,
yes,
to know
amen.
That there's goodness. God has given you His goodness. It's on the inside of you.
Amen.
Don't let nobody tell you you're not a good person. You're not this. You're not that. Impossible.
Amen.
You got the glory of God because God has given it to you, and He's looking for you to walk in it.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Well, that's it for us. Amen. Until next time, you be encouraged.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And let this word get into your heart and into your spirit. And remember that Jesus is Lord.
Yes.
And He truly loves you. And His love
never fails.
Amen. Amen.
Show you. Precious than gold.